Okay, we're done talking about you stealing.
Okay.
Because you're feeling guilty enough.
I am.
But luckily, my vacation will also get me out of the way of this satellite that you're worried is going to fall on your head.
Yeah, I could be dead when you get back, so there's that. I don't know how you're going to do your job, but whatever.
Who do I give that glass to?
Right.
This was a misdemeanor. And a satellite fell on her. Typical Rach. Leaving me hanging.
Here's the thing, though. This is like a real, there's a chance that a Chinese satellite could fall on Michigan. This is not a joke.
Here's the problem. Because this has gone viral and people are freaking out that this satellite's going to fall somewhere in southern Michigan. Now, if you haven't seen the story, we're clear on that. If you haven't seen the story, there's this Chinese satellite called Tianwen. And it's been going around the earth doing its satellite stuff, which Rachel was pretty surprised about.
It says that it's out of control.
Well, it's relatively out of control for a satellite.
It's
doing its descent kind of thing. It doesn't have lasers. You'll be fine.
I just don't understand how it's just out of control. We just have a satellite flying around that nobody has control of.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you're right in that regard.
Okay, thank you.
But here's the deal. I think this started kind of going crazily viral because MLive was one of the first to pick up on the story.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, when MLive does the story, they're going to talk about the Michigan connection here.
Okay.
They're going to say, oh, there's a probability chart that shows that this satellite could fall in southern Michigan. Well, what happens then is they're one of the first people that are talking about this satellite. So the Daily Mail in the UK picks up the story, says an 8.5-ton Chinese space station could crash into lower Michigan.
That's literally the headline that I read this morning, and then I had a lot of questions.
Yeah, you freaked out. You're like, Ken, do you know about the satellite? Yeah, that's why I'm going on vacation. You got to get out of here.
I feel like I need to. So wait, if they had a chart, though, MLive had a reason to...
MLive made the story relevant to its audience, which is good. Good work by them. What happened, though, is when the Daily Mail puts it up worldwide...
Yeah.
They put the chart up. I mean, the chart includes Rio de Janeiro and Cape Town and Istanbul and New Delhi.
There's
a giant swath of the planet where this thing can land. But they wrote Michigan because they basically stole the story from MLive.
How many other places are there? I need to know
like
my
the
odds.
Whole world. Like the whole world. It goes around the entire planet.
Can I ask a question that may sound dumb?
Go ahead.
You said that these satellites cross through the atmosphere all the time.
Yeah, they bring satellites back to Earth all the time. Usually they're a little more under control. They try to land them in an ocean or something. But
this one's out of control.
They mostly burn up.
Do they think this is going to burn up, or is there a chance that it's going to kill someone?
I mean, there's always a chance.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if there's just all of a sudden these are coming through the atmosphere, what if they don't burn up and they did? That's what I'm saying. Like, it might.
It might. But it hasn't ever done that before. And I really don't think you have to worry. I mean, literally, this swath.
Or has it done that
before? Are you really? Are you one of those people?
Not normally, but like until you tell me this is out of control and the Chinese can't control this satellite and it's coming for us, I'm nervous. There's a chart.
It could go as far north as like Lansing or so. Or as far south as Rio freaking de Janeiro. So I don't know why everybody's so worked up about this.
Somebody's going to...
Oh, you just jinxed somebody.
Did I? Or is
I don't
it
know.
Going to burn up, scientists? You're the one who said they burn up.
Luckily, we know exactly when it's going to land.
When's that?
No, we don't.
No. I hate
you. There's like a 10-day window.
You're
we could die.
Thanks.
They said
trying to make me feel
like
better.
March 23rd to April 10th. That's actually longer. That's like 2 weeks. But we've already made it through like 5 days of it without dying, so I guess we're pretty good.
Yay for us. So, woo. Hey, good luck, China.
Rachel's face like, oh, we know? I could take shelter? No, we have no idea.
Get my bunker.
Good luck. Good luck. Show from the bunker next week.
In case we get taken out by the out-of-control Chinese satellite.
But again, the damn map is the damn near whole planet, and everybody's freaking out because the UK paper like took the MLive article way too literally.
Watch it crash in Michigan. You're about to feel real bad.
I won't. I'll be in Alabama.
Thanks.
Like, wow, she was right. I don't
Thanks,
even get
she's
to,
still alive?
I don't even get to tell her. She's probably smoldering.
Let's just hope it burns up.
Okay.